And it is the Sunday before Theophany. And it is the day upon which we celebrate the circumcision of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And when we look at the icon of the Nativity, and we see, of course, all the scenes, we discussed them at Vespers last Sunday. But there's a very interesting scene at the very bottom and right side of the icon, where our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ is being washed. And this scene is there to assert very clearly that Jesus Christ was born in the flesh, because there were some folks whose minds couldn't believe that God could have been born in the flesh in a natural way, and this scene in the icon says he was born in the flesh. You think the second thing, I think in terms of the circumcision of Christ, what's fascinating about it is that here again we have our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, perfect God and perfect man, submitting to the traditions and the ways of the Jewish faith at that time, and he submits in the flesh, and so he is circumcised, which again makes very, very clear that our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, he who is perfect God and perfect man, was both lived in the flesh among men. And one of my favorite sermons is from St. Ephrem the Syrian, and I often read it at this point each year. And I thought I would do that again. And so just an introductory paragraph here. The divinely revealed historical facts bear witness to the incarnation of God in the person of Jesus Christ. His divine acts of preaching and teaching and healing confirm that Jesus Christ is true God, and his sufferings show that he is true man. Let us now consider the facts as they have been made known to us by the Holy Spirit of God through the mouth of St. Ephrem the Syrian. If he was not flesh, why was Mary introduced at all? And if he was not God, whom was the archangel Gabriel calling Lord? If he was not flesh, who was lying in the manger? If he was not God, whom did the angels come down and glorify? If he was not flesh, who was wrapped in swaddling clothes? And if he was not God, whom did the shepherds worship? If he was not flesh, whom did Joseph circumcise? And if he was not God, in whose honor did the star speed through the heavens? If he was not flesh, whom did Mary suckle? And if he was not God, to whom did the Magi offer their gifts? If he was not flesh, whom did Simeon carry in his arms? And if he was not God, to whom did he say, now let thy servant depart in peace? And if he was not flesh, whom did Joseph gather up and make flight into Egypt? And if he was not God, in whom were the words fulfilled, out of Egypt I have called my son? If he was not flesh, whom did John baptize? And if he was not God, to whom did the Father from heaven say, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased? If he was not flesh, who fasted and hungered in the desert? And if he was not God, whom did the angels come down and serve? If he was not flesh, who was invited to the wedding in Cana of Galilee? And if he was not God, who turned the water into wine? If he was not flesh, into whose hands were the five loaves given? And if he was not God, who satisfied the five loaves, the two fishes the crowds of thousands in the desert, not counting women and children. If he was not flesh, who fell asleep in the boat? And if he was not God, who rebuked the winds and the sea? If he was not flesh, who wore human garments? And if he was not God, who did acts of power and wonders? If he was not flesh, who wept at Lazarus' grave? And if he was not God, who by his command raised one who was 4 days dead? If he was not flesh, who sat on the foal of an ass? And if he was not God, whom did the crowds go and out to meet with glory? If he was not flesh, who received spitting on the face? And if he was not God, who breathed the Holy Spirit upon the face of the holy apostles? If he was not flesh, who stood before Pilate at the judgment seat? And if he was not God, who made Pilate's wife afraid by a dream? And if he was not flesh, whose garments did the soldiers strip off and divide? And if he was not God, how was the sun darkened at the cross? And if he was not flesh, who was hung on the cross? And if he was not God, who shook the earth from its foundations? If he was not flesh, whose hands and feet were transfixed by nails? And if he was not God, how was the veil of the temple rent and the rocks broken and the graves opened? If he was not flesh, who cried out, my God, why have you abandoned me? And if he was not God, who said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? If he was not flesh, whose side did the lance pierce, out of which blood and water came forth? And if he was not God, who smashed the gates of Hades and tore apart its bonds? And at whose command did the imprisoned dead come forth to visit their relatives? If he was not flesh, whom did the apostles and angels see as he ascended and was taken up into heaven? And if he was not God, in whom was heaven opened? Whom did the angels, angelic powers worship in fear? And whom did the Father invite? Sit down at my right hand, as David said. And the Lord said, and my Lord, sit at my right hand. St. Ephrem then quotes St. John the Evangelist. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing that was made was made. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Father, full of grace and truth. The same is born in the last times from a daughter of man without a father, from Mary the Virgin, as God incarnate, bearing flesh from her, and becoming man, which he was not, while remaining God, which he was, that he might save the world. And he is the Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten from the Father, and only begotten from a mother. I confess the Lord Jesus Christ to be perfect God and perfect man, acknowledged in the two natures, united hypostatically, or in person, indivisible, unconfused, unchangeable, having put on flesh that is animated by a rational and intelligent soul, in all things becoming mortal like us, sin alone excepted. He is both earthly and heavenly, temporal and eternal, with beginning and yet beginningless, timeless and subject to time, created and uncreated, possible, passible and impassible, God and man, perfect in both, one in two, two in one. There is one person of the Father, one person of the Son, one person of the Holy Spirit, one Godhead, one power, one kingship in three persons. So we glorify the holy unity in the Trinity, and the Holy Trinity in unity. In this the Father cried out, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.